Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are listening to the podcast feed of this, my name is obviously this is Vinny with Suds in the Squared Circle, Squared Circle News. I'm getting ready to go live on YouTube for this breaking news event. And a live reaction to the WrestleMania press event that just took place. It just got done on Peacock. And a lot of the news is there. So bear with me while I get this up and running and going. Go live. All right, meeting is now streaming live on YouTube. It'll be going up in a moment, momentarily, and then I'll put the feed link out. All right, are we live? I believe we are live, and looks like it's showing private. I hate when it does that, but at least now I know how to fix it. Let's see. No, it's not made for kids. Analytics, and it is public there. I am going to share it to copy the link. Live hashtag WrestleMania. Press the button. All right, posting now. So I am now live. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Suds Square, well, Squared Circle News, Suds in the Squared Circle. My name is Vinny. I am obviously the host of this conglomerate media conglomerate. No, I'm kidding. I just watched the WWE WrestleMania 40 press event that happened on Peacock, YouTube, and all the socials and all of WWE's, you know, social media. Let me tell you something. First of all, it was at the T-Mobile Center. So they rented out an arena for literally just a stage show, right? They had the kickoff panel there, which was Michael Cole, Pat McAfee, Big E, and CM Punk. And it didn't disappoint, honestly. They had more people in the arena for this event, and it was just a stage event, than AEW has in their actual wrestling events. And it created a lot more buzz, in my opinion. So the whole thing is centered, obviously we know that they wanted to have Cody Rhodes, or Cody Rhodes make his decision for who he was going to wrestle at Mania for the title by winning the Royal Rumble. You know, they started out, they had Bianca Belair come out and talk about how she's going to get to WrestleMania at some point. They had Rhea Ripley come out and say that she's going to win. She's going to face the winner of the Elimination Chamber. And, you know, Becky Lynch came out to confront her. That'll probably end up being the main event of night one. Rhea and Becky, that's probably what they're going to be setting up, because I don't see anybody else winning the Elimination Chamber. It's Becky's first time, and honestly, she's probably the odds-on favorite. Although the other five participants have not been announced yet. Then we get to the meat of the matter. Then we had Seth Rollins announced and entered, and the way he looked like the Geico freaking lizard. The Geico gecko. Green sparkly suit, and it looked like it had white bow ties on black shoes. I like how Roman Reigns kind of said that he was, you know, wearing his wife's shoes. Because Roman Reigns did come out during the middle of Seth's promo. Seth said, "Oh, look who came to work." And Roman said, "Well, look who's wearing his wife's shoes." So, you know, trading barbs back and forth. I mean, we know they're friends. They came up in the Shield, and you know, they're both on top of the business at this point, no matter how much I can't stand Seth Rollins. However, Roman Reigns called Cody Rhodes Mr. Hesitant. And also, Roman Reigns said that he was going to make the decision about who he was facing at WrestleMania. We know the backlash has started as of last SmackDown because of The Rock coming out. Because Cody Rhodes went ahead and said, "Oh, I've been talking to The Rock, somebody you know, or talking to somebody you know very well." And The Rock came out. He didn't say anything. He didn't challenge Roman Reigns at all. But that whole weekend, hashtag We Want Cody dominated X or Twitter or Twix or whatever you want to call it. I know you're probably going ahead and watching, maybe Eric Bischoff, maybe somebody else who might be streaming as well. But I hope that that you're able to watch this as well, because you know what? This is just too much for me not to come live and react to it. With that said, during the, Roman Reigns said that he chose The Rock. He was going to face The Rock, keep it in the family, keep it in the bloodline. And then The Rock comes out. Kylie puts up a great graphic of the Anoa'i family tree, the entire bloodline from the High Chief Peter Maivia to Roman's grandfather. And, they create a blood pact or a blood oath and became, blood brothers that through that oath. And then just the different levels of family. It was actually great. It was actually a great graphic. I hope that at some point they put it on a t-shirt or something, or make it printable or whatever, because that'd be something great to frame. But it had everybody. It had everybody from Peter Maivia all the way down on that side, and then all the Anoa'i family. So it did. It showed how everybody was connected. He came out. He's like, the universal champ versus the people's champ. And I'm sorry, my cat has gotten up where she doesn't belong. So you have the Rome, you have Roman Reigns saying he's going to take The Rock. But here's his kicker. Cody Rhodes came out in the middle. No music. He just came out and talked, and confronted Roman Reigns and said that he chooses Roman. And he goes off the fact of the family history, because Roman has talked numerous times about the Rhodes family and Dusty's family, and the fact is that Roman Reigns put it out there. So, Cody brought it up and said, "Listen, your two grandfathers, if they saw what was going on now, they'd be ashamed of Roman Reigns and possibly The Rock, but definitely of Roman Reigns." But that kind of heated up a little bit of a feud there. So Cody said he chooses Roman. And so the main event for WrestleMania is set. Cody Rhodes against Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship. Now, that was all said and done, but then The Rock got involved. And The Rock said, don't, when you talk about his family, you're talking about my family. And he went up and slapped Cody, and all hell broke loose. So Triple H was out there. Adam Pearce was out there. Nick Aldis was out there. All of the members of management that were on hand were out there. Let me put you this way. In the last 15 seconds of this thing, was the most creative stuff I've seen in probably the past 20 years, because it seemed like it was a shoot. When Roman and The Rock were leaving, and Triple H was doing an interview with, I think it was Jackie Redman, and The Rock's walking by, and he gets up in Triple H's face and says, "Fix it," and I wish they didn't censor it. I mean, I hate censorship, and I know on national cable television and network TV, they have to cancel it or censor it, but they're on Peacock. They don't have to censor it, but they did. And you really could not hear what he was saying, because he definitely swore. Cody came out at first and said this was bullshit, and then as The Rock and Roman were leaving, The Rock gets up in Triple H's face and says, "Fix it. If you're not going to fix it, we will." And boy, oh boy, I don't, I'm sure being a wrestling fan, you know it's a work or think it's a work or whatever. But the way they had it, first of all, The Rock was getting booed. And, because when he said it's going to be the best main event in history, the most talked about main event in history, Rock versus Roman. And you kind of saw The Rock being heel. And it started this afternoon on Pat McAfee's show that The Rock called people, the Cody crybabies, right? The Cody Rhodes fans. Dave LaGreca from Busted Open took offense to that. He put out his own podcast. But here's the thing is that he caught a lot of buzz. From what we were told, from what I was told, from what I've heard, is that The Rock is really behind Cody and wanted to make Cody a huge baby face, which is why they started this whole thing. Because you go through like any wrestling storyline, especially after the win the Royal Rumble, you kind of know what's going to happen. It's become predictable, right? You know how it's going to happen. You know who's going to choose who. But see, here's the thing. By doing it this way, where Cody came out and said, "I want you, Roman, but not at WrestleMania," and The Rock came out, that caused so many people to be like, "Oh, screw The Rock, and we want Cody," which is why it was trending. And from what I've heard on Monday night at Raw, when there were those numerous signs that said hashtag we want Cody, The Rock was the one that was behind handing them out. So obviously today, when they went ahead and set everything in motion, the people in there in the stands, there were some people that were cheering. It was like, one of those we want Rock, Rocky sucks, or we want Cody, Cody sucks. Then there was a we want Cody, Rocky sucks, which was fantastic to hear. But yeah, so you're going ahead and you're looking at WrestleMania now, Roman Reigns against Cody, hotter than ever. Seth Rollins was out on stage looking very uncomfortable during this entire exchange. Like he had no reason to be there. But if they were smart, if Roman and The Rock were able to work Perth, Australia in a couple weeks at Elimination Chamber, you get The Rock and Roman Reigns against Cody and Seth. It would have been a fantastic main event. But I have heard that Roman's not working main Elimination Chamber and probably The Rock isn't either. But see, here's where it comes down, okay? Because right now it looks like Rock and Roman are on the same side because of what Cody said about their family, right? So it looks like The Rock is in Roman's corner. You get to WrestleMania. I'll be there live. I can't wait. I'm really psyched to be there. We get to WrestleMania and Roman defends against Cody. And guess what's happened? The Rock is the one that costs him the championship. And then we set up Rock, Roman, WrestleMania 41, big build, or SummerSlam if they want to do it that quick. But now that The Rock is on the TKO board, he's got to put wrestling as more of a priority. So Rock, Roman, WrestleMania 41, that's how it gets set up for the, head of the table. Can they keep the Bloodline story going that long? You still got Jey Uso, who's on Raw. You still got Solo and Jimmy, who are technically part of Bloodline. Now with The Rock there, that could strengthen it up. But once The Rock turns at WrestleMania, how did and if Roman loses that title, where do you go? It's going to be, it's going to be very interesting how they go ahead and write this. And not only do you have Triple H as chief content officer who's doing the booking and the writing, but with The Rock is bringing Brian Gewirtz in with him, who wrote a lot of the stuff during the Attitude Era and the Ruthless Aggression Era. Towards the tail end of the Attitude Era, but mainly during the Ruthless Aggression Era, his stuff was awesome. So he gets wrestling. So with Triple H and Brian Gewirtz doing this, I see nothing but smooth sailing ahead for the WWE and past WrestleMania. So I had to come on. I had to kind of give this, reaction to the press event. Hopefully, you all, if you don't like my opinions, that's your choice. Leave the comment. Leave me a comment. Leave some comments whether you agree with me or disagree. And I'll be back with a regular Squared Circle News next week. Hope you still watch it earlier this week, yesterday's episode. Actually, I posted today. But today's episode that I posted that had Amanda Russ on. And I'll be getting something with Matt from the 10th floor as well. But holy crap, this is good. All I gotta say is all the stuff for the WWE going forward, it's going to be fantastic. I will see y'all later. Monday night, 10 p.m. here is Suds News. Me and Christy will go over General Hospital. The following day, Tuesday night, is going to be at 10 p.m. again, Eastern Time. Dockside at the Bay. Kim and I will go over episode 5 of the Bay, the beginning. So just check out all our socials, sudsandsquirtcircle.com for everything. And then, of course, sudsandsquirtcircle.com/wrestling merch for all your WWE merchandise needs. Yes, we get an affiliation. We get an affiliate commission, but definitely that'll help us out. And you get some great merch going forward for WrestleMania. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great night. And we are on the road to WrestleMania.